This is the Sakar Murli of 2nd of November 2024. Essence, sweet children, the confluence age is the age to become fortunate. In this age, you can make your star of fortune sparkle as much as you want. Question, what is the easy way to make your efforts intense? Answer, continue to follow the Father and your efforts will become intense. Only see the Father. The Mother is incognito. By following the Father, you will become as elevated as the Father. Therefore, continue to follow him accurately. Question, which children does the Father consider to be Buddhas? Answer, those who don't experience happiness, even after finding the Father, are Buddhas. If, after finding the Father, who makes you into the masters of the world, even after becoming his children, you don't experience happiness, you would be called Buddhas. Om Shanti. You sweetest children are lucky stars. You know that as well as remembering the Father, you also remember the land of peace. By remembering the Father, we will become pure and go home. Whilst sitting here, you have these thoughts. The Father doesn't give you any other difficulty. No one knows about liberation in life. All of them are making effort for liberation, but they don't understand the meaning of liberation. Some say that they want to merge into the Brahm element and not come back here at all. They don't know that they definitely have to enter this cycle. You children now understand these things. You children know that you are spinners of the discus of self-realization and lucky stars. Those who are fortunate are said to be lucky. It is only the Father who now makes you fortunate. As is a father, so are his children. Some fathers are wealthy and other fathers are poor. You children know that you have found the unlimited Father. However lucky someone wants to become, he can become that. Each of you can become as wealthy as you want. The Father says, you can receive whatever you want by making effort. Everything depends on your efforts. You can claim as high a status as you want by making effort. The highest status of all is the status of Lakshmi and Narayan. You also definitely have to keep your charts of remembrance, because you definitely have to become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. You mustn't just sit here like a Buddha. The Father has explained that the old world now has to become new. The Father comes to take you to the new Satopradhan world. He is the unlimited Father who gives unlimited happiness. He explains, only by becoming Satopradhan will you be able to receive unlimited happiness. If you become Sato, you will receive less happiness. If you become Rajo, there will be even less happiness. The Father tells you the whole account. You receive an abundance of wealth and happiness. There is no method other than having remembrance for you to claim your inheritance from the unlimited Father. The more you remember the Father, the more you will automatically develop divine virtues. If you want to become Satopradhan, you would surely need divine virtues. Each of you has to check yourself. You can claim as high a status as you want through your own efforts. The teacher who is teaching you is sitting here. The father says, I explain to you in this way every cycle. There are just the two terms, Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhav. You recognize the unlimited father. That unlimited father is the one who gives you this unlimited knowledge. Only the unlimited father shows you the path to become pure from impure. So what father explains is not anything new. What is written in the Gita is also like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. Consider yourselves to be souls. Forget all the religions of bodies. In the beginning you were bodiless, whereas you are now in bondage to so many friends and relatives. Everyone is Tamopradhan, and they now have to become Satopradhan. You know that from being Tamopradhan, you are once again becoming Satopradhan. Then all of your friends and relatives, etc., will become pure. To whatever extent they became Satopradhan in the previous cycle, so they will become the same. Their efforts will also be like that. So who should you now follow? It is remembered, follow the Father. Just as this one remembers the Father and makes effort, so follow him in the same way. It is the Father who is inspiring you to make effort. He himself doesn't make any effort. He inspires you to make effort. Then he says, sweetest children, follow the Father. There are the incognito mother and father. The mother is incognito. The father can be known. This has to be understood very clearly. If you want to claim such a high status, then remember the father very well, just as this father remembers him. This father claims the highest status of all. He was very elevated, and it is now, at the end of the last of his many births, that I enter him. Remember this very well. Do not forget it. Maya makes many forget. You say that you are becoming Narayan from an ordinary human. The Father is showing you the way to become that. You also know that not everyone will follow him accurately. The Father tells you the aim and objective. Follow the Father. This is remembered of this time. Only at this time does the Father give this knowledge to you children. They are called followers of the sannyasis, but that is wrong. They don't follow them. All of them are those who have knowledge of the Brahm element, or knowledge of the elements. God doesn't give them this knowledge. They are called Tattva Gyani or Brahm Gyani, those who have knowledge of the Brahm element, or element of light. However, it is not the Tattva or the Brahm that gives them knowledge. All of that knowledge is of the scriptures. The Father is giving you this knowledge here, and he is called the ocean of knowledge. Note this down very well. You forget that this is something to be imbibed by your hearts very well. The Father tells you every day, sweetest children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father. You now have to return home. Those who are impure will not be able to go. You have to become pure, either through the power of yoga or by experiencing punishment. Everyone's karmic accounts definitely have to be settled. The Father has explained that you souls were originally residents of the Supreme Abode, and that you then played your parts of happiness and sorrow here. The part of happiness is in the kingdom of Rama, and the part of sorrow is in the kingdom of Ravan. Heaven is called the kingdom of Rama. There is complete happiness there. The residents of heaven and the residents of hell are remembered. This has to be imbibed very well. From being Tamopradhan, the more Satopradhan you continue to become, the more happiness you will have inside you. When you were in the Raju stage in the Copper Age, you had happiness then too. You were not that unhappy or vicious then. Here you are now so vicious and unhappy. Look at your elders. They are vicious and alcoholic. Alcohol is very bad. In the Golden Age, there are only pure souls, and then, as they gradually come down, they become completely dirty. And this is why this is called the extreme depths of hell. Alcohol is such that people don't take long to start a quarrel or a fight, or incur a loss through it. At this time, it is as though people's intellects have become corrupt. Maya is very powerful. The Father is the almighty authority, the one who gives happiness. Similarly, Maya is such that she causes a lot of sorrow. Look at the condition of people in the Iron Age. They have reached a state of total decay. They don't understand anything. It is as though they have stone intellects. This too is in the drama. If it is not in someone's fortune, his intellect becomes like that. The Father gives you very easy knowledge. He continues to explain to you whilst calling you, child, child. Mothers also say that they have five children of their own, and that there is that one other child, the Parlokic child, who has come to take us to the land of happiness. You consider him to be the father and also the child. He is the magician. The Father is the magician, and so you children too become magicians. You say our Baba is also our child. So you have to follow the Father and become like that. It used to be his kingdom in heaven. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. Those scriptures of the path of devotion are also fixed in the drama. They will exist again. The Father explains that you also need the teacher to teach you. A book cannot become your teacher. Otherwise, there would be no need for a teacher. These books, etc., don't exist in the Golden Age. The Father explains, you understand what a soul is. There is definitely also the Father of all souls. When some people come here, they say that the Hindus and Muslims are brothers, but they don't understand the meaning of that at all. You need to understand the meaning of being brothers. They must also definitely have the Father. They don't have even a penny worth of understanding left. God speaks. This is the last of many births. The meaning is so clear. No one is causing defamation. The Father shows you the way. The first one becomes the last. the beautiful one becomes ugly. You understand that you were beautiful and that you will become that again. You will become that by having remembrance of the Father. This is the kingdom of Ravan. The kingdom of Rama is called Shivalaya. The Rama who belonged to Sita ruled his kingdom in the Silver Age. This too is a matter of understanding. It is said that he has 2 degrees less. The Golden Age is the highest, and that is remembered. The Silver and Copper Ages are not remembered as much. The Golden Age is the New World, and the Iron Age is the Old World. 100% happiness and 100% sorrow. The Silver and Copper Ages are semi. This is why the main ones, the Golden Age and the Iron Age, are remembered. The Father is establishing heaven. It is your duty to make effort. Will you become residents of the Golden Age or residents of the Silver Age? In the Copper Age, you come down, even though you still belong to the deity religion. However, because of being impure, you cannot call yourselves deities. So the Father explains to you, sweetest children, every day, the main thing is Manmanabhava. You are the ones who become number one. You go around the cycle of 84 and into your last birth. Then you go into number one again. And so you now have to remember the Unlimited Father. He is the Unlimited Father. The Father only comes at the most auspicious confluence age and gives you the happiness of heaven for 21 generations. When your lifespans come to an end, you automatically shed your bodies. That is through the power of yoga. Such a law has been created. That is called the power of yoga. There is no question of this knowledge there. You grow old automatically. There are no illnesses, etc. there. There aren't any disabled people there. They remain ever healthy. There is no name or trace of sorrow there. Then the degrees gradually decrease. You children now have to make effort to claim your elevated inheritance from the Unlimited Father. You have to pass with honours. Not everyone can claim a high status. What status will those who don't do any service attain? Some children do so much service in the museums. They go there readily without being asked. That is called service at a flying speed. We don't know if there will perhaps be an even faster type of service than this that emerges. You should definitely have 2 to 4 main pictures with you. There should be big pictures of the Trimurti, the tree, the cycle, and the ladder in every place. Only when you children become clever will service take place. Service has to take place. Service has to be done in the villages too. Although the mothers are not educated, it is very easy for them to give the father's introduction. Previously, females didn't have an education. Under Muslim rule, they had to go covered with only their eyes visible. This Baba is very experienced. The father says, I don't know any of these things. I live up above. It is Brahma who explains all of those things to you. He is experienced. I only relate the things of Manmanabhava and explain the secrets of the whole cycle, which this one doesn't know. This one explains from his own experience separately. I do not become involved in those things. My part is just to show you the path. I am the father, teacher, and guru. I become your teacher and teach you, but there is no question of mercy, etc. in this. I teach you, and I then take you back with me. It is through this study that salvation takes place. I have come to take you back. The procession of Shiva is remembered. It is not the procession of Shankar. It is the procession of Shiva. All the souls follow the bridegroom. All of them are devotees, and I alone am God. You called out to me to come and purify you and take you back home with me. So I will definitely take you children back with me. I have to enable you to settle your karmic accounts and take you back. The father repeatedly says, Manmanabhav, remember the father, and you will definitely also remember the inheritance. You receive the sovereignty of the world. For that, you have to make that level of effort. I do not give you children any difficulty. I know that you have seen a lot of sorrow. Now I don't give you any difficulty. On the path of devotion, their lifespans are short. They have untimely death. They weep and wail so much. They take so much sorrow that their heads even become spoilt. The father now says, simply continue to remember me alone. If you want to become the masters of heaven, you have to imbibe divine virtues. Effort is always made to become elevated. We will become Lakshmi and Narayan. The father says, I establish both the Sun dynasty and Moon dynasty religions. They, Silver Age, fail, and this is why they are called warriors. This is a battlefield. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. First point. In order to claim a full right to the inheritance of the land of happiness, become a spiritual magician at this confluence age and make the father your child. Surrender yourself fully. Second point. Become a spinner of the discus of self-realization and become a lucky star. Become an instrument and do service at a flying speed and claim a high status. Do service in every village. Along with that, also definitely keep a chart of remembrance. Blessing. May you be constantly victorious by lighting the firework bomb of soul consciousness with the matchstick of determination. Nowadays, they make bombs of fireworks, but you have to use the matchstick of determination to light the firework bomb of soul consciousness and thereby finish everything old. Those people waste their money on fireworks, whereas you accumulate an income. Theirs are fireworks, Atish Bhaji, whereas yours is the Bhaji game of the flying stage, and you become victorious with that. So in order to take the double benefit of this lighting and earning, use this method. Slogan. to become a helper in a special task is to take the lift of blessings. Om Shanti.